This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes to join us. We are trekking through a sermon I preached here, a couple months ago, maybe even a month ago now, and that's entitled God and Israel. This is WGOD Radio, where we teach the New Testament here, verse by verse. We're going through the book of Romans. I'm Paul Esposito, host of this program, pastor of Island Community Church, and we are in Romans chapter 9. We're looking at what in the world has happened to the nation of Israel. I mean, they were the apple of God's eye, we read. Now, in the New Testament, we read, according to 1 Peter chapter 2, that us Christians are now the priests of God and the chosen and elect ones. So what's happened? First question. Second question, is that permanent? Have we replaced Israel? Now, let me cut right to the chase and say, no, that's not the case. We're seeing here today that all of this is part of God's plan, which is why we see the words here, foreknow, regarding Israel, and that ties it in to chapter 8. Whom he foreknew, that's you, these he's predestined, that's you. Same thing with Israel. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Now that is going to come in chapter 11, but he has not really changed subjects. He's talking about Israel like he talked about you. You were called, chosen, sanctified, glorified, marked out in advance. Israel, God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. These are tied in together. This is where we're at here for the next couple weeks. Romans chapter 9, chapter 10 will start on Monday. Then chapter 11 will be a bunch of studies there. Great portion of scripture out of the greatest letter, the greatest document ever written and known to man is Paul's letter to the Romans. Here is part two now of God and Israel.
Before Abraham was, I am. Micah the prophet said this about the Messiah. He said, out of you, Bethlehem, will come forth to me one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, even from eternity. If you take home nothing else today, take this home with you. That is, Jesus Christ is God. You know, I don't care if it's me and my wife in here, or me and a handful of squirrels. I'm going to get behind this pulpit and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. And it's up to him to decide whether or not there are people that want to hear that or not. But that's what we're going to continue to do here. Proclaim the name of Jesus here. Remember, every demon from hell will try and does try to get you to believe otherwise. Demons, through people that they possess, make the comment, quote, well, Jesus never said he was God, unquote. Have you ever heard that before? By well-meaning people on the television? Maybe people that say they're Christians or doctors of theology? They're on like National Geographic talking about Jesus. You know, you ought to stick to the striped herring and stay away from talking about Jesus when you're ignorant and don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Jesus never said he was God.
Oh, yeah? How about before Abraham was, I am? How about Thomas bowing a knee to him and saying, my Lord and my God? How about Jesus saying the verse we had up here this morning, I and my Father are one. Make no mistake about it, Jesus Christ is God. You know, you got to be aware of demons in disguise. When they come to you and say these kind of things, recognize who your enemy is. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. And so do his ministers. This is where you find the demons, in the pulpit. Watch out what they say. And this is how you'll know. They'll always deny who Jesus is, that he is God and the Son of God and the only way to God. The high priest asked Jesus, are you the Christ, the Son of the Redeemed? The Son of the Redeemed, and Jesus said, I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven. But then again, none of that matters if you're not one of the elect. I can tell you that Jesus Christ is God until I'm blue in the face. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and there is no one who knows the Son except the Father, and whom the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Always remember, any religious person who denies that Jesus Christ is God is a demon in disguise. Matter of fact, John calls this person the Antichrist. And that's in 1 John chapter 4 where he says that. He says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try or test the spirits. Test the spirits to see whether they are. How do you test the spirit? How do you test Casper? Someone you can't see. It's the spirit inside of a person is the one you test. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether or not they are of God. This is 1 John 4:1. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Whereof you have heard that it was coming, and even now is already in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is infecting people. And if your eyes are open, you can see people that are infected. That is those that get on TV and say, well, Jesus never said he was God. They've been infected with the spirit. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. This life is a spiritual fight that's going on. Let's move on more here in Romans chapter 9. Paul's going to build on this unfortunate occasion of Israel rejecting Jesus, which is why the subject heading is Israel's rejection and God's purpose. Verse 6. It says, but it is not that the word of God has taken no effect, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel, nor are they all children, because they are the seed of Abraham. But in Isaac your seed will be called. That is, those who are the children of the flesh are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as the seed. Now, verse 6 tells us the word of God has not failed or is taken of no effect. Paul is saying here this scripture is that God has promised to Abraham he would preserve a posterity, and that promise will not fail. But that promise is for the seed of Abraham through Sarah, his wife. Abraham's other children through other women, Hagar in particular, are not of Israel, as Paul put it. This is a direct statement today that Muslims are not regarded as the children of God, is what this means. Muslims are not regarded as the children of God. They look to Abraham as their ancestor. This promise says only the children of God are those that were born from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, not through another relationship and another wife that Abraham had. Now in verse 9, Paul's using Abraham and Sarah as an illustration. For this is the word of promise. At this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when, okay, I'm going to read this. Let's read this. We're in Romans 9:10. When we read it, let's cut out the verse that's in parentheses, because it's in parentheses for a reason. Let's cut it out to get the flow of what he's saying. Everyone with me? Romans 9:10. Here we go. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one man, even by our father Isaac, verse 12, it was said to her, the older will serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob I've loved, but Esau I've hated. Makes more sense. I mean, that's why verse 11 is in parentheses. Again, when Rebekah had conceived by the one man, even by our father Isaac, it was said to her, that's Rebekah, the older will serve the younger. Remember, she was pregnant with twins and she felt them fighting on the inside of her. So she goes and prays and says, Lord, what's up? And this was his answer to her. The older will serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob I've loved, but Esau I've hated. Now that comes from a whole nother text. But anyway, now let's add Paul's bit to it. Verse 10 again. Not only this, but when Rebekah had conceived by the one man, even by our father Isaac, for the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil, but that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not by works, but of him who calls, it was said to her, the older will serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob I've loved, but Esau I have hated. What do we have here? Paul is teaching that the seed of Abraham and one of Isaac's two children were chosen by God according to his purpose and not according to any works that he had done, be it good or bad. Interesting when you add Paul's bit to that, isn't it? He's talking about what happened, and then when he's adding verse 11 to that, for the children not yet being born, nor having done anything good or evil, but that the purpose of God according to election might stand. This is all the way back to chapter 8 with what we were talking about before. God chose Jacob the scoundrel over his brother Esau because ultimately he felt like it. Any objections?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.